way quick. Let me read this way quick. Wait. He said, can y'all just pull your neighbor down for a second? Because y'all taking me too fast. Can you pull the neighbor down for a second? Lord Jesus. Can you just pull your neighbor down for a second? He said, a specified emotion or mood. One prevailing at a particular time. Then it says the quality of courage, energy, and determination or assertiveness. Wait a minute. It is the attitude or the intentions with which someone undertakes or regards something. The real meaning of the intention behind something as opposed to its strict verbal interpretation. In other words, he's saying that this won't be the hour or the season where you say it. This got to be the hour and the season where you do it. Season where you wait till you feel better. I'm not hearing y'all. This is the hour and the season that you know the secret. And the secret is the day that I feel my worst is the day that I'm supposed to do the spirit. I'm not hearing y'all talk back to me. I'm not hearing y'all say nothing. The day that the enemy tried to attack me, that's the day that I will bless the Lord. Who am I preaching to? Your seat, eyes haven't seen. Let me finish this right quick. I got 4 minutes. Let me say this right quick. The reason why he is doing it in the spirit. Let me bring this to a real point of information. The reason why, Miss Ida, he is doing it in the spirit, because that's the only part of you he can relate to. That is the only part of you, Tammy, that he could take at an instant to a place where he is. Because if I try to do it in your flesh, because you locked in time, it'll take you too long. Y'all ain't saying that. If I try to do it in your intellect, you gonna have to try to go somewhere and study before you believe it. He said, so the quickest place that is accessible to me, that when I grab that place, I got your whole man. Because eventually your mind, your body, everything is going to become subject to your spirit. He said, that's why I'm dealing with your spirit. So when you feel my presence, when you feel me in the atmosphere, the reason why you should praise God when ain't nobody else praising God is because there is something that God is doing that you can receive a manifestation in your mind, in your body, in your intellect, in your conversation, in the way you walk. Who am I talking to? You better shout right now, because he is doing it in the spirit.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Come on, church. Make some noise in this place. Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
The Word of God tells us that Jesus, who was without sin, took up on the sins of the whole world. And then he goes on to tell us that without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of our sins. So if Jesus hadn't came, had Jesus hadn't died, we would have no hope or no chance of eternal life. If you want to come to the altar, you're welcome to come. If you want to stand where you are, you're welcome to do that. Just know there's no distance in God and his power. All minds clear while we go to the throne of grace and make our request known up unto him. Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Oh, gracious God, we come to you, oh God, right now just to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for one day you looked beyond all our faults and you saw our need, oh God. And you fulfilled that need, oh God, with sending your son, Jesus, to hang, bled, and die in our stead, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for how you watched over us all week long, oh God. Shielding, guiding, and protecting us from seen and unseen dangers, oh God. Making ways out of no ways, oh God. Turning things around that they worked out for our good, oh God. Things that the enemy said for our bad, oh God, you made it for our good, oh God. And we say thank you, Lord God, for providing our every need. We say thank you, Lord God, for bringing us one more time to your house of prayer. We say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, for just being God all by yourself. We say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for how you kept us, oh God, how you took Basil and Steve down the dangerous highways, oh God, and you brought them back safe, oh God. We say thank you, Lord God, how you kept and shielded our leader, oh God, giving him more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word that he may pour into us, oh God. We say thank you, Lord God, for opening up our understanding, oh God, to do what you tell us to do. We say thank you, Lord God. For our young people, we say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, as they prepare to graduate, oh God, as they go and celebrating proms, oh God, we ask you, oh God, to continue to just keep your angels all encamped around them, oh God. Bind up accidents, oh God. Bind up car trouble, oh God. Bind up suicide, oh God. Bind up killing, oh God. Lord God, you said if we lift you up, oh God, you will draw, oh God. Draw our young people back to you, oh God. Help us as adults, oh God, to first examine ourselves and truly surrender ourselves over to you, oh God. Because how can we lead them where we don't go, oh God? How can we continue to try to teach them what we don't know, oh God? Help us, oh God, to love as you said love, oh God. You told us, oh God, not to love as the world loves, but to even love our enemies, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, help us to stop telling our people about our problems, oh God. But start telling our problems about our God, oh God. For we know you are all powerful, God. All knowing, God. We know, God, that there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. We know, God, that things that are impossible with man are just right for you, oh God. Lord God, somebody in this room today needs you, Lord God. We need you for one way or another, oh God. Some may need you financially. Some may need you spiritually. Some might just need a closer walk with you, oh God. Whatever it is, oh God, we trust in you to meet the need right now, oh God. You said in your word that you should supply our every need, oh God. We know, oh God, that when your son got up out the grave, oh God, he got up with all power. Not some power, but all power. He got power that he can speak and man shall die. He got power that he'll speak and man shall live again, oh God. We thank you today, oh God. We thank you today, oh God. We ask you for a special touch today, oh God, that we don't leave out the same way we came in, oh God. That if we came in burning down, we still leave out free, oh God. If we came in sick, oh God, we leave out delivered, oh God. Bless our homes, oh God. Lord God, we know this week they found a kid on a school ground with a gun, oh God. But we look into you, oh God. God, then finish of our faith, knowing that you're able to protect our kids when we're not there, oh God. Lord God, we continue to lift up our elderly before you today, oh God. We continue to lift up every home, oh God. Bless however you see fit, oh God. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place, oh God. Have your way in this place today, oh God. Have your way in this place today, oh God. Heal today, oh God. Deliver today, oh God. Set the captives free today, oh God. Lord, we just need you. We can't get along without you, oh God. Lord, we realize that it's getting late in the evening, oh God. We realize that the sun is going down, oh God. Help us, oh God, to stop playing church and really be the church, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be that light that's sitting on a hill that cannot be hid, oh God. Help us, oh God, to boldly tell a dying, sin-sick world, oh God, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of you is eternal life, oh God. Lord, bless that ministry in this house today, oh God. Give them the boldness, oh God, to declare that you are God. Give them the boldness, oh God, to witness, oh God, to the lost, oh God. Give them the boldness, oh God, to do as you did, oh God, and look beyond people's faults and see their needs, oh God. And be willing, oh God, a willing vessel at all times to be used by you, oh God. Lord, we just thank you today, oh God. We ask you to touch those that lay on their bed of affliction, oh God. We know, oh God, somebody, the doctor done raised all his hands up and said, I can't do no more, oh God. We know, oh God, that you're a doctor that never lost a case. We know you're a lawyer in the courtroom, oh God. We know you're a righteous judge, oh God. We lift up the families, oh God, that have laid a lost one to love, to rest, oh God. You told us in your word, blessed are they that are born, for they shall be comforted, oh God. Lord God, I ask you to touch that mother, oh God, that's ready to throw in the towel, oh God, that don't know which way to go, oh God. You told us, oh God, in your word, oh God, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge you, oh God, and you will direct their path, oh God. You told us, oh God, in your word that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that holds out to the end, oh God. You told us, oh God, that we should continue to look to the hill from which cometh our help, knowing all of our help coming from you, oh God. We know, oh God, that you are God that know the end before the beginning even started, oh God. You just told us to trust you in all things, oh God, to acknowledge you in all things, oh God. You said, oh God, you'll never leave us nor would you forsake us. You said, oh God, that you will never put no more on us than what we can bear. And when it becomes unbearable, oh God, you are our way of escape, oh God. Through your son, Jesus, oh God. Bless your word, oh God. Bless the man that's going to bring forth your word, oh God. Give him preaching power today, oh God. Let your people, oh God, be good soil today, oh God. Let your word go right forth like you intended for it to do, oh God. For we know, oh God, it will not return to you unborn, oh God. But it will accomplish that what it was sent out to do. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For your grace, we say thank you, Lord. For your mercy, we say thank you, Lord. For your everlasting love, we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
About your name, Jesus. Something happened.
He's able to give you joy. you in these shoes right now. Got you your kids. You woke up this morning, your family was doing all right. Get on your feet. Come on. No sit on God. No sit on God. Get up. Get up. Come on.
In all obedience to God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our Keeper, to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, to all the laities that's here this day, and everybody that's come today to celebrate this day in Jesus Christ, we thank God for all of you. Father God Almighty, in the precious name of Jesus, we ask you, dear God, to look on these that we are bringing before you. Joy Smith, Exeter, Esther, Miss Esther, Miss D. May Carter, and Miss Bell. Lord, remember them, our aged women of this sanctuary, dear God. We ask that you bless them and keep them, give them the strength, dear God. You have brought them this far, even by them walking in faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we rely, dear God, that you can carry them on. Father, this is the foundation of this church this day, dear God. And we plead the blood of Jesus upon them, every one of them, Father, that they can be sure and stand on their assurance that they're your children. Father, we thank you and we praise you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for you today. May God be a blessing to all of you today. We're so happy to be here today because the Lord has spared our life this day to be here and to give him praise and honor and have a true heart with true meanings of whatever we do. And he's going to continue to bless us and going to continue to lift us up according to his way of doing things. Not our way. I'm going to make this clear. It's not our way now. It's his way. And when you do things in his way, you're going to be blessed his way. And that's without failure. God going to answer and complete his word within all of us. If we are willing to step out on the task, he's willing to bless you like he said. Today we're going to be looking in John, the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verse 1 through 10. And we want to talk to you. We want you to understand what's going on and whose you are, who you are, and what you are. We want you to understand that and what title, what place, and what's your evidence. this day that we should have within our being. The scripture says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. There was a true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. We thank God for you today. Jesus, the author and the finisher of our destiny. He made everything work. John here today, starting this lesson off today, he began writing a gospel involving the creation, affirming that Christ, God's Son, was the Word. Participated with the Father in everything that was done. God sent Jesus, his Son, to this earth even before time. That time hadn't been established yet. The Word was here, floating out in nowhere. In the book in Habakkuk, it says God from T-Man, the Holy One, the Holiest One of Israel. And when he tell me that, and I understand what he's saying, the Word existed, if we can understand what's going on. The Word existed when nothing was. Everything was none and void. But the Word was here. And the Word was power, and it was the source, not the resource. We are the resource. The Word is the source. And we got to acknowledge that today, everything started by the Word. Now, I don't understand how the Word, nothing else, everything is void and nothing created, nothing on this earth that you see now was here, but the Word was. And the Bible said the Word was God. And he dwelled in the beginning. In Psalms 8:6, it says, thou madest him, the Word, to have dominion over the work of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Everything here, God is the governor of it. Everybody here, God is the governor of it. He made everything. He put all power. And we don't. We go to church every Sunday. I don't know how much we understand about it. But do you not know that when you get saved, filled with God's power, and God call you into his assembly, do you know that you rule everything on this earth according to this book? Every living, creeping thing on this earth, we supposed to be in charge. Everything supposed to subject themselves to us. I say all the time, we don't know what God has put in us, has given us, the task that he's given us. In Matthew 28, he tells us to go in all the world and teach everything I told you to teach. Nothing else, just teach what I say. And I'm going to be with you always, even to the end of this world. I find churches, preachers, and everybody making stuff up these days. Say, this what it means, that's what it means. No, I don't do that, especially around me. It means just what it says. If I add to or take away from the Word of God, my name can be taken out the Lamb Book of Life. I got to tell it just like it is. I can't subtract nothing. I can't define God. Who got the ability to define God? God said himself, I swear by none other than myself. Anybody else over me can teach me nothing. He made everything. Everything is subject to him. And he's the Word. And it dwells among us. And he, being the Word, started the beginning. I don't understand how the word started. I don't know how the word come up, how it existed, but it's according to the book here, it existed. When nothing else was here, the word was standing out there somewhere. And I thank God for having, letting the word be out there. And it also says, Proverbs 8:22 says, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of the way before his works of old. God, he said, before anything happened, I was already in God. I was there in God. Before anything existed on the face of God's earth, in the atmosphere, everything, I was already there. 1 John 1:1 says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Do you not know that Jesus come on earth? Me and you had never handled him, never seen him. But we got to believe it, accept him by faith, his works and everything that he did. We got to accept it by faith and believe it. And if the fullness of God shall rest upon us, and we're going to be the light of this world. Jesus says, as long as I was in the world, I was the light of the world. None of them going back to my Father. Ye, everyone else in here, not the preachers only. Everybody in here been born again is the light of this world. A lot of times you put too much stuff on preachers' head, and it is some of them strutting cocky and they don't know nothing. But I'm telling you, when you humble yourself and meek, the Bible said, the meek shall inherit the earth. You humble yourself, and God gonna supply every need that you got in your life. And the Bible tell me you ought to lack nothing. The word says, goes on to say, we handling with our hand. I shook Jesus' hand. I hugged Jesus. I'm talking about the prophets. Hug Jesus. I walked the streets with Jesus. I acknowledge him. I went where he told me to go. I say what he told me to say. Because he was the word. He was put in the flesh through a straight and clean woman. Woman had never been in contact with no man. They searched heaven and earth to find somebody worthy to come pay for our sin, and none was found. And then one stood up in the midst of the throne that he had been slain before the foundation of the earth, stood up and said, I'll go. And through 42 generations, he came to redeem us. What the law did, it brought us to the second chapter of Acts. And in the second chapter of Acts, the old law was fulfilled. Yes, and we are new creatures now in Christ Jesus. He said here, the same was in the beginning with God. Jesus was already with God. Scripture just told us that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Jesus was helping him, helping his daddy to do what he did all over this world. He set the moon, the stars, and everything in his place. And I'm telling y'all something you may not know, that they ain't moved yet. They ain't moved yet. And then he looked around and he made us just like himself. In his righteousness, in his image, and his likeness, and then he come back and say, I regret I ever made him. Because we start getting too smart for ourselves. We start knowing too much. We start putting ourselves over God, and we fail. And it took us 42 generations to get back to where he had us in the beginning. The Bible tells me obedience is better than sacrifice. So I don't tell you to go do wrong. But sometimes we got to give up our rights in order to keep peace with other people. I ain't telling you to go sin. No, don't sin. I'll be a hypocrite telling you to go sin. I'm telling you sometimes you're in a position, you got to give that up in order to bring your other brother, your sister along with you. Don't you exert yourself and think you better than nobody. You take a servant role and then you can build a church of God. In a servant role. But when you're up here on top of the building, you can't get nobody. You'll never get nobody. You got to condescend to a lower estate in order to get somebody to the Lord. The Bible said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Psalm 8 and 3 say, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. God fixed them, and can't nobody unfix them. You know, that's amazing. Everything on this earth break or fall apart and got to be refixed. But none of God's handiwork, his finger works, ever had to be redone no more. The only one had to be redone was us because of our disobedience. Jesus brought us, and people don't like to talk about it, but I ain't worried about people, me now. We don't like to talk about it, but we need to stop saying ain't nobody perfect. Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is also perfect. You got to try to be there. Ain't no carpenter don't have a hammer and a saw on his side. He got to be prepared. So we got to prepare ourselves to be perfect. How can I be perfect? Walk in the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. Pray to the God every day that you serve, the true and living God. Pray every day to him. Talk to him every day. Fellowship with him. When you see you can't get along with somebody, you need to kneel down. I ain't even worry about the other people. You need to get down on your knees and talk to the Lord. How can two walk together unless they agree? Come on, the church supposed to be so much humming, and not nobody got no business being sick up in this church. But we ain't together in unity of God's Spirit. So there'll be sick among us. Even people die among us. But it shouldn't be. Because we're supposed to be sealed together as one in Christ Jesus. And everybody in here play a part in God's body. And no part is more important than the other part in God's body. We all working together with Jesus Christ. That's, if we don't see it that way, that's why we split. We split. Our United States of America, we're in a split right now because they're not acknowledging God as the Creator, as the Word. We're fussing and fighting every day over stupidity. If we accept Jesus right now, another battle will be fought on the battlefield. Because he's the author and the finish of our faith. We believe that whatever the Lord tells us to do, it's going to be done if we obey him. But when we get up there and get them these little boards and stuff we get around here, and I'm on this board, I'm on that board, and ain't none of them ever even known we pray before they have a meeting. They ain't worried about the Lord. They want to get it their way. They want to go their way. But that's not the way of God. That's not the way you say. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made. Lord have mercy, that was made. Now, we're getting down to the most sacred thing that God made. Genesis 1 and 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. List that me good now. Over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing upon the earth. God, did you hear that? What he left out? If we walk in the will of God, we can rule everything. But what we want to do is boss people. He didn't tell us to boss no people. We want to show our strength in the Lord, our divinity strength, divine strength. I'm the pastor of this church. You go set your tail down or I'm going to put you out. That's craziness there. The Bible tells me the meek shall inherit the earth. Love covers a multitude of faults. If I'm in love with you, how can I come against you? How can I talk about you? How can I resist you? Love binds us together in perfect unity. And we're going to look one way, and that's up. And if we look up, we're going to get the things that come from above. Not the things that is the earthly stuff going to soon perish, but the divinity of God going to last forever. We need to understand that being rich with God's glory is understanding. But you see, the fourth verse says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. God help us. And Jesus was life, and his life was the light of men. If we accept him. I thought about something this morning, running back over my lesson, and I said, a flashlight. You can have a flashlight brand new out of the store. Ain't no batteries in it. It show no beams. You can't see nothing. If ain't no Christ in her, I can't be good. I can't be nice. I can't love you. Ain't no Jesus in me. Jesus is love. And the Bible said love covers a multitude of faults. I got to have a bulb in there. The Bible tells me to be vigilant. I got to look further in my nose. I got to look over this congregation. I got to discern the spirit of the people here that I'm overseeing over. Not their boss, but overseeing. I was a boss many, many years. I hated that. Too much stuff fall on your shoulder. But if I oversee, I can every now and then put a little pen here and a little pen there, and I ain't got to preach to you every day. Because you're going to catch on the ways of that Jesus set the church up. On this rock I build what? My church. In the gates of hell what? Shall not. I know where the devil come in here. I told y'all he can't get out of that inner court out there, he can come out there. But in the sanctuary part, it's from history. He could not come in here unless he fall dead. The priests had to put robes on, put bells in it, and tie a rope around the priest as he go to minister to the people. Why? Because if he was a liar, a thief, a robber, whatever, he fell dead. And if the other priest went in to get him, he fell dead. He wasn't right. But what the Lord did, he said, put a bell on you. I'm losing too many priests now. Most all of them going there, they had some stuff on them. And you can't go before God with stuff on you. Though you know none but the pure in heart, what? Shall see God. And he went on to say to us, watch this. And in him was life. And Jesus was life. And the life was a light of man. If you got Jesus, you're going to be illuminated. Other words, you got that inner spirit going to light up in you. And I'm going to smile and be good looking just like you. Or with everybody up here, I ain't going to have one frown on his face and a smile on their face. That's called a hypocrite in God's house. We don't need no hypocrites in the house of God. We need holy people, undefiled people. That's like Sunday school lesson saying that when Jesus got to come into Jerusalem, when he's coming in for the Passover, he sent people before him to straighten things out. Because when Jesus comes, you better be ready. If you ain't ready, something gonna happen, y'all. The Bible tell me that Satan been already ordained to go in the lake. And it say all the non-believers, people that don't know Jesus go store in the lake with him. And I spent too much time on this earth struggling and going without in order to go in the lake. No, Lord. I ain't going no lake. The Bible says it will be wailing and gnashing of teeth, weeping and howling in the lake. And I can't swim with that hot boiling rock. It's amazing. And all we got to do is obey God and we're going to live holy and righteous, peaceful. So the Bible says, Jesus, life is our light. And the watch this, darkness cannot overcome light. If you are living the life in Christ through faith in the word Look, listen at me good now. Listen at me good. You're living for Jesus. When you walk into a dark room, I'm talking about biblical. He said you light the whole room up. In other words, they see a pure personality. They see you as God's son, see you as God's daughter. You light the whole room up, and they don't find no fault. They can't find no fault in the light because the light is pure. None but the pure in heart shall see God. We got to keep that in mind. When I get saved, the light come on inside of me. It ain't the brightest yet it's going to be. But as I work and study the word of God, it get brighter and brighter. He said, draw nigh unto me, and I draw nigh unto you. Then you'll be able to clean your own hands up. God don't have to clean you the second time. You can clean your own hands now. Because you've been empowered by the light. Don't, let me say something. Maybe I'm the only one in here ever did this. When I used to try to do my devil, man, this is where I did it, y'all. Be honest with me. I had to see who looking at nighttime. See who looking. Thought I was getting away with something. But there was an unseen eye. Every move I made, he was looking at me. And I go think I'm being slick. Say, boy, I got my eyes on you. I got my eyes on you. You can't fool me. You get up in the church and shout and jump and shout and holler and scream. And I seen you last night. I seen you last night. You wasn't shouting last night. I've been there. John 3:19 say, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, the light, that Jesus Christ. And men love darkness, what? I just said it, rather than light. See, Satan, once you get saved, this is what Satan doing. He ain't gonna harm you, no. Just this time. Ain't gonna hurt nobody know it but me and you. Yeah. Huh?
That's what he's saying. That evil one.
And he keep whistling in my ear. That's why we ought not never stop praying and asking God for strength and empowerment that we can stand in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation. And this is a crooked nation that we living in. It ain't no righteous nation. We lie a lot of time about this, the greatest country on earth. Jesus ain't gonna come to America when he come out. He coming to Jerusalem. That's his home. He's going to Jerusalem. If this is the greatest country on earth, then he'll be coming here. Well, everybody love him and appreciate him, be out there welcoming, throwing palmettos and our jackets and stuff on the ground that he entered the city. He ain't coming here. Now we're gonna see him. When you make his appearance, we're going to see him. Jesus never been to the United States. Now, I know y'all don't want me to say that, but I'm telling you the truth. Don't get mad with me. I know what I'm saying. God help us, Jesus. He said, there was a man, hear me, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now watch this. They began to ask John, was he the Messiah? Or should they look for another? Don't you know it make me feel good when I ain't got to say nothing and say, you're a preacher, ain't you? They don't even know me. You're a preacher, ain't you? That mean my light on, y'all. That mean my light on. My light is on. They see, and they gonna see. And when I get around them, the light gonna light up. Other words, they don't know what they're looking at because they ain't fixed up by God, but they're gonna see a shine. They're gonna reflection of the moon or the sun, which is Jesus Christ. They're gonna reflect off of him. Jesus said it like this: all men will know that ye are my disciples because you what? You have love one another. That's amazing to me. That's amazing to me. He said, John was sent. Now watch this. He was sent to bear witness. Watch this now. When Mary and Elizabeth met, God help us, Jesus. Mary come to see Elizabeth. And when she got there, she told Elizabeth she was expecting. John felt the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. Start leaping and shouting in his mother's womb. Start leaping and shouting for the joy of the salvation for all people. Jesus, I wish that none perish. I don't see how we on this earth wish bad on some people. I don't understand. The church folks wish somebody have a hard time or go through stuff. I don't want to see nobody go through nothing. But I tell you what, I understand that we're going to be tested in this earth. But we got to hold firm and be steadfast, unmovable. And that's where God get the glory from. When I get up and brag on how good God is, and then I walk in the light too. I ain't just got to talk with my mouth, I got to live it. Now he gonna say, look at my son. I'm well pleased with that boy. Look at him, he's striving. He's trying to do what I told him to do. Another scripture I came to in reading that, he said, I will give you pastors according to what my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And Jeremiah 23:4 said, I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking nothing, said the Lord. And I want to read the scriptures. It says this, Psalm number 24. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means everything. The world and they that dwell therein. I'm God's son, you God's daughter. You ain't supposed to lack nothing. He's my everything. He's my all in all. He's my prince of peace. See, the peace he put in me, he put it inside of me that my character died down and his character come up. That's the peace that Jesus leave with us. See, you make me mad and I might start cussing in the pulpit. But if I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I got to watch my mouth. I got to watch my mouth. See, the Spirit of God is subject to the prophet. I hear people say, the Holy Ghost made me do this. Stop that. Yeah. The Holy Ghost was sent here to keep us until he come back and receive us unto himself. It don't make you do nothing. The Holy Ghost don't make you do nothing. It's a free will. You got to make the decision. Joshua said it like this, choose ye this day whom you shall serve. And later on he said, as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. See, you got to have authority even over your own household. If you don't have authority over the household, you ain't, let me hush. You got to have authority. What I look like trying to tell you how to live and I can't live at home? That's called hypocrisy. And God ain't got nothing to do with that. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might be believe. Now, John had to be shining good. for them to go to him and ask for his Messiah. And say he come to bear witness. Look, we're a witness bearer, though we never seen him, we believe in our heart. And we speak it in our mouth, through our mouth, that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus had died, he was buried, and that he rose again. Now we got to believe that in the heart, because we ain't seen it. No man seen God when at any time. Even when Moses was seen the burning bush, that was God in the bush, but he wouldn't have made his appearance. But these disciples, you see, we held him with our hand. We shook his hand. We walked with him. We talked with him. All of this, we bear witness to him. John said, I come bear witness to the man that was prepared before me, but the one going to come after me. Boy, that's saying something, isn't it? He was in the beginning with God. He was empowered by God. John was making it clear. John, a lot of times I can pat you on your back and you get the big head. You pat me on my back, I get the big head. Boy, that boy can preach. I get the big head. I start thinking I'm better than you. That's why I just left the will of God, thinking I'm better than you. The Holy Spirit is one spirit. It don't teach but one truth. And that's God's truth. And it brings us together in love and peace and honesty, integrity, long-suffering, endurance, patience. It brings us down. It humbles us down. The Holy Ghost humbles us. It don't make me be tough. I'm a pastor. I tell you what to do. Anybody run? That's crazy. I'd be crazy, y'all. You can call me crazy. Don't hurt me. I've been through the jungle already. It can't hurt me no more. I've been talked about like dogs. Ridiculed. Try to set me up and all that. But I'm all right now. I'm all right now. I'm good. The Lord assured me that I'm good now. Because he made me good. It ain't that I did nothing to make myself good, but he made me good. He the one brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. See, he said, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, but to the Father, but by me. God help us. We ain't going to get to God unless we come through Jesus. And if God don't draw you, you'll never get to Jesus. That's why we got to be humble and submissive to the will of God. We got to read and study the Bible so we don't let nobody lead us off the straight and narrow path. Well, a few travels every now and then. Now, that's saying something, a few travels every now and then. That look like the road, all these churches in America today, the mega church, and it says a few travels. And the Lord can't lie. A few travels every now and then. Why? Because we get a little knowledge and understanding of who God is, and we think we God. People pat us on the back, our heads swell up big as a car. And we think we it. But if you deny yourself, take that cross up, and follow Jesus, you'll be humble and submissive to the will of the Lord. He was not that light, but come to bear witness of the light. You know, Jeremiah tell us, he give us pastors according to his heart that feeds you with knowledge and understanding.